The warships of Boscone fought back. Many of the patrol's defensive screens blazed hot enough to almost mask the scarlet beacons. Some of them went down. A few patrol ships were englobed by the concerted action of two or three subfleet commanders more cooperative or more farsighted than the rest, and were blasted out of existence by an overwhelming concentration of power. But even those vessels took toll with their primaries as they went out. Few indeed were the Bosconians who escaped through holes thus made. At a predetermined instant, each dreadnought stopped, to find herself one unit of an immense, red-flaming, hollow sphere of ships packed almost screen to screen. And upon signal, every primary projector that could be brought to bear hurled bolt after bolt as fast as the burned-out shells could be replaced, into the ragingly incandescent inferno which that sphere's interior instantly became. For 200 million discharges such as those will convert a very large volume of space into something utterly impossible to describe. The raving torrents of energy subsided, and keen-eyed observers swept to the scene of action. Nothing was there except jumbled and tumbling white-hot wreckage. A few vessels had escaped during the closing in of the sphere, but none inside it had survived this climactic action. Not one in 5,000 of Boscone's massed fleet made its way back to Jarnovan. "Maneuver 58, hype!" Haynes ordered, and again Grand Fleet shot away. There was no waiting, no hesitation. Every course and time had been calculated and assigned. Into the second galaxy the scarcely diminished armada of the patrol hurtled, to Jarnovan's solar system. Around it, once again, the crimson sheathing of civilization's messengers almost disappeared in blinding coruscants as the outlying fortresses unleashed their mighty weapons. Once again, a few ships, subjected to such concentrations of force as to overload their equipment, were lost. But this conflict, though savage in its intensity, was brief. Nothing mobile could withstand for long the utterly hellish energies of the primaries, and soon the armored planetoids, too, ceased to be. "Maneuver 59, hype!" And Grand Fleet closed in upon dark Jarnovan.
60!
It rolled in space, forming an immense cylinder, the doomed planet the midpoint of its axis.
61!
Tractors and pressers leaped out from ship to ship and from ship to shore. The patrolmen did not know whether or not the scientists of the Ike could render their planet inertialess, and now it made no difference. Planet and fleet were for the time being one rigid system.